Now we turn our attention to recruiting, and obviously Wednesday is going to be important for a lot of young high school football players, seniors, that will be signing on the dotted line. One of them is one of our best defensive linemen, not just in South Florida, but throughout the country, and he's kind enough to join us this evening, probably 2 days before he makes it official, to go to Indiana University from Christopher Columbus, Jeremy Passmore. Jeremy, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on your commitment, and I guess your pending signature on Wednesday.
Yes, sir. It's been a blessing. You know, all the hard work has finally paid off, and it's time to lock it up and go play some college football.
You've been through that that talent grind. I mean, ever since you started playing, you started at Westminster with Coach Cedric, and you followed right over to Columbus, a tremendous program that went to the state finals this year. An outstanding journey playing, and I know, and I've noticed over the last couple of years, and I do when we had Coach Merritt on, always told him, I said, it's best when you do play a tougher schedule, and it really benefited you guys this year and as well as last. Talk about that and your experiences at Columbus and also at Westminster that got you ready to head off to Indiana next year?
Well, you know, starting off at Westminster, you know, Cedric always put, you know, the hard work ethic into me, knowing that I had to work hard to get what I wanted and deserved. So he always installed that in me, and I transferred over to Columbus, and I kept the same mentality. And my coaches at Columbus are very supportive. They've taught me a lot of things. I've learned so much by being around different guys who have the same goal as me. So it was an overall great benefit that I went to Columbus, and it's a blessing. I will never forget that.
And you also had an opportunity to have a couple of teammates like Demetrius Ford and Kalani Norris, who guys that you've been playing with since you were little, you know, to go along this journey, both of them instrumental in this year. Talk about that and how you guys all adapted pretty quickly over there.
Once we all decided that we're going to transfer, you know, we all got together, spoke with our families about it, and we decided that Columbus would be the best fit for us. And, you know, we just wanted to stay together. We wanted to keep the bond going that we had since playing Little League, playing against each other at parks. And we just sat on the same team. You know, those are my brothers, you know. So
sure.
We just wanted to go ahead and go to Columbus. And we went there, you know, built a state championship team. We made it to states, but, you know, we didn't win. But it's always a blessing. You know, I can't ask for anything else than to just end off my season with my brothers for my last game.
Yeah, no doubt. Jeremy Passmore joining us, senior defensive lineman. Columbus is headed to Indiana. What an up-and-coming program. I had an opportunity to meet the coaches during the summer. I think I saw you, I believe it was at FIU, when they were there one of the practices. And what a great you know, philosophy that the coaching staff has. Tremendous town, you know, a college town. Talk about that. I mean, you're going from big city Miami to Cutterville there in Bloomington. Talk about that move and how you could adapt, because you're a big city guy.
Yeah, well, I live in the big city, but at the same time, you know, my personality, for those who really know me personally, I'm a really laid-back, cool, calm, and collective type of guy. So, you know, being in a small little college town like that, it suits me well. You know, it's really laid-back and calm, and it just I fit in well with the environment.
Yeah, and not only that, they've recruited well down here. You know, they've made a target. And you know, I mean, you've played down here. Everybody comes down here for this type of athlete. What was it about the school? And obviously, the town's small, but what was it about the school and the football program and the coaches that was a lure for you?
Well, one of the main things where I could tell that they really care about you as a person, not only as an athlete. You know, they really showed that they cared about me, and they showed the tremendous love. And they go by something called LEO,
right,
which means love everyone. Huh. So love your teammates and love each other, and you can achieve the ultimate goal. And that really touched my heart, because, you know, they're really family-oriented, and I'm a really strong family person.
Jeremy Passmore joining us. Christopher Columbus, runner-up, State 8A. Talk about that journey. I mean, what a great year this was. You know, I mean, when you take a look at all the games, especially down the stretch, big plays made defensively and offensively. Talk about that journey and what it was like for you to get to that state title and to walk out of that tunnel up in Orlando.
Well, yeah, I mean, starting off as a freshman has always been a dream. You know, when I came to Columbus, that dream even got even closer in the reach, you know. And we had that tough loss against Miami High. We lost last fourth quarter. We gave up a 22-point lead, and that motivated us all as a team. And we came together, and then with one of our fallen brothers, Ari Arteaga.
Yes.
We lost him, but that brought us even closer. And, you know, we continued to work hard through it all. And it was a blessing, you know, to really see all our hard work being put into show. So we made it all the way to the States. But it was a close game. We just didn't make enough plays. We didn't make the plays that needed to be made to win the game. And it happens, you know. It's just a blessing. I'm just happy for the opportunity.
No, and I can imagine your family excited about getting you to go to that Big Ten territory. I know that. An opportunity to play against some tremendous competition. I know you're excited. Now, where are you going to sign and what time?
I'll be signing at Columbus on Wednesday. I don't know the exact time yet. I'll have to speak with Coach Merritt about that.
Good stuff. Jeremy, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck. Congratulations. I know that things kind of worked out the way that you wanted to. What a great year when you look back at it and everything that went into this year, plus the culmination of Wednesday. Dream season. And I do want to point out that you really get it done in the classroom as well. I want to make a point to let everybody know, because for me, that's more than icing on the cake. Congratulations as well there, too.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Jeremy Passmore on his way to Indiana. And-